হাতে লেগে পড়ে যাবে।
গোবিন্দ মহারাজ একবার কি চাচাতে বলেছিলেন সন্ত মহারাজকে যে আপনাকে ব্রহ্ম লোকে ফেলে রাখবো, এগুচে দেব না একবার।
So, since your explanation about the Jiva Shakti in Brahmaloka, I have studied this, and it has become, I think, clear to me, the explanation. And I found everything that you say, I find also in my Guru Maharaj's books. So, I think you know his books better than I do.
That is?
Well,
he thinks that you know Prabhupada's books better than he does.
than I do.
So that you cannot see, I think that is a deception. Because certainly you're seeing very much. So he said,
that is a healthy sign. In that case, he would be able to attend his voice through me. His advice is through me. If you have that attitude, it will help you meet him through me. That sort of tendency.
So I found this one sentence in his translation and commentary on the Ishopanishad, in the verse that ends, Yo Savaso Purusha Sohamasmi. So here he says that the all-pervading feature of the Lord, which exists in all circumstances, Bhakti term. This sentence.
Prabhupada ekhane bolchen, this all-pervading feature of the Lord, which exists in all circumstances of waking and sleeping, and also in potential states, and from which the Jiva Shakti, living force, is generated as both the conditioned and the liberated soul, is known as Brahma. This all-pervading feature of the Lord, which exists in all circumstances of waking and sleeping, and also in potential states, and from which the Jiva Shakti is generated as both the conditioned and the liberated soul, is known as Brahma. You know, Brahma is born in a good thing.
Yes. Jiva Shakti source.
And he says of the Badha Jivas, the conditioned Jivas, and the liberated Jivas. So you explained that the Jiva in the Brahma Jyoti, he can choose to go in the world of dedication or the world of exploitation. So then you explained how he's coming into the world of exploitation. So we have two questions. One question is that you said there is no individual consciousness in Brahmaloka, but then the individual consciousness begins to manifest.
After Nāgtattva, general consciousness, general ahankar begins from Brahma Jyoti when it It is transformed into Mahatattva. And then after Mahatattva, the Ahamkar, individual Ahamkar, gradually brings up.
Now, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Icha Dvesha Samuthena Dvandva Mohena Bharata. So, this duality of desire and hatred, how can we hate Krishna if we have no experience of Krishna?
Not about Krishna, everything, to anything. The hatred, the inviting and the dismissing temperament, that brings us to this world. This world, the world of exploitation. Icchā dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti palantapa. That is the two principles in crude form awakens in the jiva. The hatred, the sympathy and apathy. Sympathy and apathy. To sprout in the beginning, and then gradually they come down to mingle with the mundane world. Okay? Do you follow?
Yes, in a crude form.
In a crude form, sympathy and apathy. Just as when the Ankur,
Ankur.
Sprout.
A sprout springs up with two leaves. First two leaves, is it not?
Yes.
Sympathy and apathy. And that gradually helps us to dive deep into this mundane world. And then when retiring again from the world of exploitation, Brahma-bhūta, prasanna-ātmā, no sochati, no kāṅkhati, sarasya-desh-bhūteshu, madh-bhakti-lavate-parāṁ, yes, through Brahma-loka and goes to Akṣa-vaikuntha. Brahma-bhūta, again, they come to that former position of Brahma. And he already gathered some sort of tendency, sukriti of the Vaikuntha. So this time he does not stop there, but passes through that stage towards Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna.
Now, you said that, so the jiva, the jiva shakti is coming, being generated from Brahma Jyoti. Some are coming into the world of exploitation, some to the world of dedication.
Dedication.
Because, how does that begin?
Because that should be attributed to his innate tendency, innate nature, which is endowed with free will, free choice. So, nokatittam nokarmani lukasya sriyati prahu nokarma phalasam yogam sabhavastu pravattati. To substantiate that line in Bhagavad Gita, he is responsible for his entering into land of exploitation. The responsibility is with jiva. How? Whenever the first awakening of freedom, free will, from the non-specified position, jumbled together, all jivas jumbled, when differentiated character growing, only coming with free, and by free choice they are going this side, that side. Jiva, otherwise, Lord will be responsible for their distressed condition. But lokasya sriyati prabhu, Nokotittam nokarmani lokasya srijati prabhu, the Lord. No karma phalasam yogam sadhavastu pravartati, his innate nature is responsible for that. So the first argument, the argument of the pre-will and the pre-choice, by chance, or something like that, the pre means they can go this side, that side, and that the result we see, some came this side and some went that side. So pre, because consciousness means endowed with freedom, small, so vulnerable consciousness, freedom, anu, anutta prajukta, because it is very teeny, is pre-willed also, not perfect, imperfect. So some the pre-choice, then some, we see the result of the pre-choice when we reckon. The sun came this side, sun going that side. It is unintelligible. And it should be, the responsibility with the pre and freedom is given to him. One of the political leaders, Shamsundar Chakravarti, he asked Prabhupada, why such freedom was granted by the Lord to Jiva, so he is vulnerable. You are fighting for, you are freedom fighters. You know the value of freedom. So if devoid of freedom, then that is matter. So that is nothing. Just as Gandhi told to the British authority, we want freedom to do right or wrong. You are not fit to have self-government. When you will be fit, we shall give it to you. But lastly, he told that we want to do wrong, to commit wrong, freedom. So freedom is not guaranteed with only right way. Freedom, the alternative is there, right and wrong. So freedom has got its intrinsic nature and valuation in that position, freedom. Okay? Hare Krishna. আপনি এখন যাবেন নাকি ওখানে? তার কিছু খরচ দিতে হবে?
কৃষ্ণনগরে যাবো তো।
ও কৃষ্ণনগরে যাবেন? এখানে টু কোশ্চেন অফ অল কোশ্চেন্স। হরি কৃষ্ণ, কত দেবো আপনাকে? পনেরো। শিব তত্ত্ব কোয়েশ্চেন উইচ ইজ ভেরি ডিফিকাল্ট টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ভেদাভিদ
God. So Rameshwar Maharaj had a question that then can the jiva go towards Goloka or only Vaikuntha when he chooses the land of dedication? Because then Brihad,
that will depend upon his innate nature. Some are fitted to Vaikuntha and some to Goloka, and also different to Rasa. That is constitutional position. They will have their goal.
And what about Guru? Guru.
Guru, it is told so, the Guru is not a fixed thing. It may take any shape. And the Sakha Rasa, Madhura Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, gradually with the awakenment of the mentality of the disciple, his conception of Guru, he would see that it is being changing, it is changing. apparently he roughly, in his first sight, the rough estimation about Guru. And when he develops his internal position, develops according to he sees a change in his Guru. So Guru Ajar Jongmang Vijaniya, a very extensive idea is given there. And also gradually with the awakenment of the soul's inner function, you will see that Krishna is everywhere, but he is taking a particular shape of the particular potency to help him gradually, and he will fix him somewhere else.
Yes.
This star fixed is John. John, when Christ was born, the star moving, and then just on the over the sky where Christ was born, the star does not move. Before the star is moving, so something like that, Guru will be fixed there at that position. And so many conceptions of Guru, Guru, Guru's Guru, in this way there will be a hierarchy. Manjari, Shakhi, in Madhura Rasa, in Vatsalya Rasa also.
In Shanta Rasa also?
Yes, Shanta Rasa. Group, there are groups. Sands, then creepers, then Shashrabs, then Jamuna, then Govardhan, of different types there. And they are all under the administration of Vrinda Devi. The nature, even the birds, insects,
trees.
Jatkin chatina guluma ki katamukhang, the lowest one, that is in the Krishna Loka. Jatkin chatina guluma ki katamukhang, goshti samastam hitat, sabba anandamayam, mukunda daitam, rilanukulam param. They have got all their contribution, special contribution to the pastimes of the Lord. Respective contribution they have got each to support to master the Leela. Okay?
So then in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna says that having once gone to my abode, you never return here. I mean, even though the jiva has his marginal position always, that independence, they never choose to exercise that.
He can catch that current, that incurring current, then he will no apprehension of coming back. The current helps him, the yogamaya current, all the inner current, central current is passing around him and helping him, incurring current. So, no possibility of coming back.
So, like you said, there's the right to do wrong. There's the freedom to do wrong. But then no one is doing wrong.
In internal potency, in the spiritual sky, everyone has the freedom also to do wrong. But they do not do anything wrong. They do not misutilize their freedom.
The possibility, but that is so meager that in actual position, that does not matter. The possibility of the wrongness is there, but it is like shadow, or it is everything of this is represented, but like a fixed, a material substance without any freedom. Kastasya kanchi rabha. What is undesirable, that is to be also found from there. But it is like a shadow, lifeless thing. So the maya is also represented there, but in a shadowy position, without any active, executive function. It is passive thing. It is present there in passive nature. not active. Just as a spiritual potency is passive here in this mind. So this is represented there in a passive way.
Maya means Mahamaya?
Mahamaya.
Also present in spiritual
As possibility, alternative, background, in this way, as not any active part. The Leela requests, the nature of Leela requests this.
My Adridhan Prabhu had a question on that.
Adridhan Prabhu, for the first time he comes here.
No, this is the second time.
Second time.
Speak on
that. Oh, okay. এখানে কে বসে লীলায় রুচি নিচ্ছে তো
দিবিহন্তি হু ডাজ তপস্যা অ্যান্ড অ্যাটেইন দ্য ব্রহ্মজ্যোতি অ্যান্ড আফটার অ্যাটেইনিং দ্য ব্রহ্মজ্যোতি হি অলরেডি রিয়ালাইজড দ্য পেইনস অফ দ্য ম্যাটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড সো হোয়াই ডাজ হি মেক দ্য চয়েস টু কাম ব্যাক রাদার দ্যান গো স্ট্রেট টু বৈকুণ্ঠ ফ্রম দেয়ার
কি বলছেন
অদ্রিভন প্রভু বলছেন
ভার্স রুজ ক্রিশ্চিনা
ওখানে যাওয়ার পরেও মানে জড় জগতের যে ক্লেশ সেটা জানা সত্ত্বেও সে কেন পতিত হয়
পতিত হয় ওই যে তারপরে বলেছেন তৈজস্ত ভাবাত্মেপ্ট দি পসিবিলিটি অব দি এক্সিস্টেন্স অব দি ল্যান্ড অব দি এডুকেশন সো নো আদার অল্টারনেটিভ দ্যাট ইজ not only a negative face, that is a positive face, that is crying. As soon as he thinks, I am told by a Vaishnava, whenever he attempts that I am the absolute, I hold the absolute position, then he is a criminal, and the heart is down for that, from there. You have to occupy the position of the Supreme. It is not very clear to but the throne of the king that is a great, to be disloyal, that is a great crime. Approaches in the egoism, in his egoism, I am the supreme most. Thereby immediately a criminal summon comes to him. So audacity, so you are not eligible for Brahmaloka. The Udasin, the indifference, this is the land for the indifference, go down. It is corroborated from Mahaprabhu's talk with Ramananda. Sthabar deha, dev deha, yoiche, mukti, bhukti. ভুক্তি মুক্তি চাহে লোহা কাহা গতি দেব দেহ স্থাবর দেহ জৈছ অবস্থিতি ইট মিন্স হু ওয়ান্টস এনজয়মেন্ট অ্যান্ড ওয়ার্কস অ্যাকর্ডিংলি দে গেট দেব দেহ দ্য বডি অফ এনজয়মেন্ট ইন দ্য সার্ট ওয়ার্ল্ড অ্যান্ড মুক্তি স্পায়ার্স আফটার মুক্তি means emancipation, even identification, sajujya mukti. He has to go to the sthabad, the body of Himalaya or something like that. Sthabad deha. He wants sushupti, oneness. And that from the Vaikuntha law, according to Vaikuntha law, this is a very great ষড়যন্ত্রকে কি বলে
কনস্পিরেসি
অ্যান্ড ভেরি ব্যাড টেন্ডেন্সি টু অকুপাই দি থ্রোন অফ দি অ্যাবসলুট সো দি নেচার ডাজ নট টলারেট দিস আইডিয়া দিস ডিসলয়াল আইডিয়া তো ইজ থ্রোন ডাউন গো সমাধি minimum consciousness you may have, maybe a hill, mountain, or a big tree or something like that. It is not like to participate in any specified differentiated body. So go and sleep a long time. That is just when the serious crime committed, then we are put in a cell, disconnected by any person.
Solitary
cell. The punishment, solitary cell, go and sleep, disconnected with the living, moving world. That is the punishment. Those that seek mukti, and of that type, that I am Swam, I am He. That is a crime. Swam. You are so little, this is a camouflage, blasphemy. You see that you are so limited, so conditioned, and you say, I am Swam. The disloyalty. And a sort of punishment is bhukti mukti banche duha kahan duha goti dev deha sthavar deha jai shavasthiti. That was the conclusion of Ramananda's answer to Mahaprabhu. Well, mukti mumukha, that the tendency to liberation, that is also of different kinds. So particular kind is punished in such a way. Janne rabindakuri uktamanya tajyastabhavat avishuddha buddhaya. In this calculation there is error. Avishuddha buddhaya. His calculation is wrong. So he calculates that in this way I capture that country, my enemy. But somewhere some defect in the calculation program, so finally he has to a crushing defeat he has to undergo, something like that.
So then, is it true that at this moment souls may be coming from the Brahma Jyoti into this world?
It is true. It is true. Always this way, is always happening, continuing. Some passing away and some again entering here. Like a river, water passing and water coming, current.
So Maharaj, at the Kalpantu, when all the living entities are withdrawn, then where are they situated? Then they are in Sushupti.
General
slumber. Now Mahapralay, after the Mahapralay, all the living entities are withdrawn from Mahuttattu. And they are in Sushupti.
Only Prakriti and the Brahma.
Only Prakriti and Brahma.
Prakriti and the Brahma. And no differentiative character in Prakriti.
Right. Yeah.
All in germinal form and in Prakriti.
Now
it is resolved in Prakriti.
Yeah. Now those living entities, the Ajivatmas, do they go back to Brahma Jyoti or
Mahavishnu?
No. Within the area, that is Viraya. Prakriti, the representative character of Prakriti is like water. It is Viraya, it is called Viraya Prakriti. They are in Viraya. And just as the Buddhist, their Nirvan is in Viraya. They do not recognize Brahma. The eternal eternity of Brahma, eternity of consciousness, they do not recognize within their program. So their last reach is in Viraya, last stage the primitive stage of Prakriti, Viragya, and then Brahma Loka, the Jyoti. Prakriti represented by water, consciousness represented by light, Jyoti.
Now, Maharaj, the Maya's coverings, the 8-7 layers of coverings of Maya, and now what is the relationship between those coverings of Maya and Viraja?
Viraja, they are all included in Viraja, but subdivision, we can take it.
Now, what are the 7 coverings, Maharaj? The Bhumi of
Bhumi of
Bhudevi.
You also mean that, but we find in Bhagavatam, you are passing through Prakriti, there are also 7 seats.
Layers.
We have to pass
the Bhumi
through
Bhumi. I mean,
and the Bhumi, these are all product of Prakriti.
Now, Bhudevi, the layer of Bhudevi, the first layer, the presiding.
That may be kept there in certain form.
Yeah. And she is worshipping Lord.
Represented where?
She is worshipping Vishnu as Baraho, Baraho Dev. In next layer, she is worshipping Kurma Dev.
Bhudevi
pore Apo.
Apo.
Anole Surya Dev. Tarpore Vasudev Shankarshan Pradyumna Aniruddha. Tarpore Pradyumna Kima Aniruddha.
Aniruddha Pradyumna Shankarshan
Vasudev.
Amara
Rokami Manirudha. Tale, this layers of Maya also is part of Viraja.
Part of the
coverings of Maya, the 7 coverings of Maya is a part of Viraja.
Part of Viraja.
Now, Dhira Krishna Maharaj was asking that do not the living entities merge in the body of Mahavishnu at the end of Mahapralaya?
It is not merging, also merging, because they have got their Angad Jyoti. And some may form, enter into that Angad Jyoti, the last star of a particular stage of Vishnu. It is possible. Mahavishnu, that is the Mahavishnu and the Sadashiva, almost one and same. They are also, they are fated to stay there. That is
so now we have to understand that Viraja also is a part of Mahavishnu.
Viraja, not part of Mahavishnu.
He's lying.
Yeah.
Mahavishnu is lying in Viraja.
Karunarnava. Karunarnava. He is there. Karunarnava, Mahavishnu. And what do you say?
Viraja is also coming, I mean, part of Mahavishnu, that's what I said. But actually what I meant is that Viraja is coming out of Mahavishnu. The sweat of Mahavishnu is
like Garbhadaksha Vishnu.
Mahavishnu. Of course, if we push on to analyze more, then we may see like that. The Viraja Prakriti is inseparable of Jyoti, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, of Adashiva, a part of him, but means inseparably connected, the Shakti Shaktiman, the owner and the potency, Purusha Prakriti. We can think like that.
Now this reminds me of another thing that you told us before, Maharaj, that once you are explaining the
different living entities' relationship with Krishna is due to his origin being some associate of Krishna. Like some living entities, those who are in Shakho Rosh, they are the effulgence, they are coming from the bodily effulgence of Shubhal.
Some Kandha, yes. Right. And they will
go into that
they
source.
They will go there. It is also stated. Jyotirgata. Anga Jyotirgata they are. It is mentioned. Within the halo, within the group, within the halo. Some closer personal and some satellites, different satellites. Upagraha. Graha upagraha. Some center and so many graha. And one graha may have upagraha. In this way, they are serving their group. And also in their Anga Jyoti there are also so many. It is also there. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj. Bhagavan Das Goswami, the chairman of the GBC, he wanted that we ask you one question on behalf of the GBC members. That Kirtananda Maharaj, he has established one temple in his new Vrindavan. He has many temples there. He has one temple there. It is called Prabhupada's Palace. It is, some people call it the Taj Mahal of the West. So in that temple, there is a Prabhupada Murti only. No other deity, but there is a Prabhupada Murti on the altar, a replica, duplicate, identical. Now, recently, they have begun to worship Prabhupada in the aspect of a king.
In the?
King, Raja.
King, king.
In the aspect of?
Of a king.
In the palm. Hmm.
What, like a king.
Like a king. So they are putting crowns on his head and some, you know, mukut, crowns, and some jewelry, jewels, malas of jewels around his neck, and there is plans for him to be holding a scepter.
Danda.
Rajdanda. So, some devotees, they like this, to worship Prabhupada in that way. Other devotees are feeling some
differences.
Yes.
Anything written there?
I don't understand. Written.
Any writing to guide, to understand this sort of, this, that's just Rajdanda. What does
is
it mean?
Is there any explanation?
This,
Any explanation?
Not, I don't know.
Uni janen na mara. Mone?
Kichu, leka taka guide korbar jonno kono leka pashe nei.
I don't know.
The outside it says this is the palace of His Divine
Grace. Of the palace, yes. Yeah. I thought he meant of Prabhupada, why he's wearing a crown or why he's holding a scepter.
I think that's
that.
বলছেন যে সেখানে স্বামী মহারাজের জন্য একটি ঘর করেছেন, এত সুন্দর সে বাড়ি হয়েছে যে সেটা তাজমহল বলে থাকে সাধারণ লোকে,
এত সুন্দর
মন্দির। আর তার ভেতরে যে স্বামী মহারাজকে মাত্র মূর্তি বসানো আছে, আর কোন মূর্তি নেই, এবং তাকে রাজার মতন তাকে মুকুট মুকুট পরিয়ে দিয়ে সাজিয়ে হাতে একটা রাজদণ্ড দেওয়া হয়েছে, রাজার একটা টকুন দণ্ড এই দেওয়া হয়েছে। তা কেউ কেউ আপত্তি করছে যে তিনি ভিক্ষুক আচার্যের বসে গিয়েছেন, তাকে এরকম রাজার মতন করে সাজানো এটা ঠিক হয়নি, তাই তো মারমারি সম্ভব সেকশন মারমারি। আর কিন্তু কীর্তনানন্দ প্রভু তিনি এইভাবে সাজিয়ে সেখানে করেছেন,
পূজা
সেখানে পূজা হচ্ছে, তার লেখক পূজা হচ্ছে। কোন পিকচার টিকচার তার গুরু বা অন্য কৃষ্ণের বা কোনো আর কোন পিকচার নেই, নো পিকচার সেট ইন দি ওয়ার্ল্ডস দেয়ার।
There are pictures on the ceilings, not on the altar.
Nath Mandir,
picture ache okhane or single statue,
okhane single statue
singhasane basane standing or
sitting like on Vyasasan,
like
Vyasasan
Vyasasan or Rajdan. Some sort of explanatory passages should be that sort of script should be kept there to guide the people that he came to rule the religious world and established the kingdom of love in the religious world above all. This sort of guiding state should be there. Otherwise, I don't see any harm. But he's a king, and in what plane, which plane?
কিন্তু মহারাজ ভক্তের হৃদয়ে যে ভাবটা আছে দ্রৌপদীর প্রতি, সেই ভাবটা কি এইরকম ইয়ের দ্বারা প্রভাবিত?
রাজসিক ভাবে করতে চাচ্ছেন, রাজসিক ভাবে টু অ্যাট্রাক্ট পিপল রাজ ফ্রম টাইট ওয়ান্স টু রিপ্রেজেন্ট হি কেম অ্যান্ড রুল এস্টাবলিশড সেন্টার হিয়ার অ্যান্ড ফ্রম হিয়ার হি রুল দি ওয়ার্ল্ড অফ religion and established that divine love that is the highest. The king is the king of the acharya who established so spaciously, broadly, widely establish an empire of the divine love. So, from that vision, as an emperor, he came to conquer Vini Visi, or something like
Vini Vidi Visi.
Vini Vidi Visi. He came to conquer America and established here the first center, and from there the whole world was conquered. In this idea, like a king. Like a king, he conquered the world. And his first seat, it began from America. And and then a dignified position to the world of love, divine.
The place is known as Nava Vrindavan.
Nava Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. His activity and that figure and the activity is some steps of explanation should be given to help the public to understand the situation.
Now, what about in general? Because, and explain this, in every one of our temples, we also have a Vyasa-san and a similar murti of Prabhupada.
I don't think that it is complete, but the idea is started here, and it will be perhaps modified. The king does not exist by himself. He has got his general, he has got his guru, his puruhi. They also maybe the paraphernalia may be established there. You have that.
No, only bolse.
That singular figure. Solitary figure has done that.
Dhira Krishna Maharaj.
Raja means his company. We are always worshippers of the Lord with company. That is the fashion, the etiquette of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But not Ekalo Vasudeva. First Ekalo Vasudeva, in the beginning of theism, then comes Lakshmi Narayana, then gradually developing in Rasa, Ram, Sita, Dharakesh, and then Sarva Bhagavan Krishna. But Ekalo Vasudeva in the first conception, primitive conception, the paraphernalia,